Mobile.
Good morning, Chad. In 0TR Mobile.
Now, good morning, Tom. How are you, sir? And Miss Brace? Y'all having a good morning?
So far.
Yeah, we've been to the doctor and everything was fine, so we're headed back towards home. Let me shut this radio down here in the background. Just down here at 101 and Buncombe Road, and get ready to head north to go by home, and then over to Spartanburg to the Costco and maybe Sam's. I'm not sure. How's your day, Chad?
I'm headed to see Chris this morning. I got a little bit of a late start, so I'm on Highway 11. Headed toward the mountains, and it sure is pretty this morning. It's relatively cool, and I'm just enjoying the weather, enjoying the morning a little bit.
It's 82, Chan. Oh, we stopped at Spinks, and I got a donut, and she got a sausage shake biscuit thing, and after our doctor's visit, and she had some serious coughing and that the other night, and I just wanted to get her checked by a gastroenterologist, I guess you call him. She seemed to think everything was fine, so we're just like Willie Nelson, we're on the road again. You headed up to deer camp?
I need to go up there and check things out, but Chris and I usually have coffee in the mornings, but I'm running it a little late. I don't know, he might not have coffee ready for me, but we normally spend the morning together, and then I'll go, you know, mess around a little bit, and then come on back to the house. So that's what I got on the schedule for today.
Great. Say hi to Chris for us. And I'm not looking forward to going over there because I'm liable to lose my temper. They read aids, and usually they're real prompt, but they say they're short-handed. We haven't got any response or call back or anything. And a manager even went over there and gave them our phone number. Usually they're good. I was going to stop down there by the doctor's office at that Costco on Woodruff, which I hate to go to, but they were open up till 10 o'clock, so that'd have been fruitless.
Said on Woodruff Road, I don't go that way. Woodruff Road just gets me, I find another solution.
Two of us. We went down Wade Hampton to Pleasantburg Drive and then went down 385 to avoid 85. And I'm the same way about Woodruff as I am about I-85, even worse. People drive like there ain't no tomorrow, and for some of them, there ain't. There was a, right downtown this morning, right there in front of the courthouse, there was a death and an accident down there. I don't know how in the world you get going fast enough to cause a death down there. And Bernice said it was a pickup truck, and it flipped upside down.
I've been on the road less than 10 minutes, and I tell you, maybe I shouldn't say this on radio, but these doggone bicycles, I mean, I don't know how much money, right here on Highway 11, I don't know how much money they spent extra putting about a 2-foot swath of asphalt on the right-hand side of the white line. And they won't use it. They will not use it. It's going to get out in the middle of the road, 3 and 4 deep. And, you know, just it just drives me crazy.
Adam, that's just not right if they got a bike lane. That's impeding traffic. And there's a lot of them bicyclists get wiped out around here, and especially those mopeds. When I worked in a hospital for a year, we called those motorcycles, which I love, we called them donor cycles, is what the doctors called them.
I think we call them liquor sickles down here. So, I don't know. But, it's, Our club did the radio help for the Mount Mitchell assault on Mount Mitchell with the bicycles. And, you know, if you got a planned event or something, that's, I mean, it's flat traffic is, you know, taken care of. But, I mean, Highway 11 is pretty busy highway, and I wish you'd just use bicycle lane like they're supposed to.
If I was on a moped, I would use that bicycle lane. I was telling Maurice that the other day. It'd make a lot more sense. I see him up here on Wade Hampton and riding double on those, which they are not meant to ride double. They just don't have the horsepower. But it's crazy. And then they tried to pass a law where they had to have a helmet. And they said, no, that was too much of a burden on them to buy a helmet. And you can buy a decent DOT-approved helmet for a little or nothing anymore. But I don't know why the government, they did anything intelligent. It'd be out of character, though, Chad.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I stopped at the fuel point this morning. And 19 gallons of fuel, $100 bill. 19 gallons.
And then go over and beg Saudi Arabia for more oil when you've turned down the permits here. He did let, I think, 3 go through the other day. But it takes them a lot of time to develop that infrastructure. And that last year, he had blocked all of them. And even cancel the auctions for drilling. And we have more oil than Saudi Arabia. And they're at 90-some percent capacity. And they even turned him down. So it's sad. And, you know, we're sending some of our strategic oil reserve to China? I don't get that.
Without getting too deep in it, that's that's about right. that just goes, you know, right along with that mindset. So I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised about anything.
And procedure. Well, God help us. It'll get better. Well, hopefully. And the man's is not in his right mind, but oh well. Maybe somebody up there is overlooking us. They'll get us on the right the right path, Chad. I hope you have fun up there today. I know it's not much fun when it's really, really hot. But Chris's place is air conditioned. I don't think the deer camp, you don't have a air conditioner in there, do you?
I don't keep it in there till I need it, but I do.
I'm looking at the hen den and just pulled in the yard here. Now I gotta go water the birds and then we'll be back out on the road again. You take care and have a lot of fun up there and we'll see you soon. 73 is Chad, KO4NUE and 0TR, 73.
Mark, KO4NUE, 73 is Tom. Have a wonderful day and you too, Miss Bernice.